Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It feels very much like this can and will be the start of something that enables more discrimination and more prejudice against anyone associated with the LGBTQ plus community.
After the U.S. Supreme Court ruled businesses providing what they called expressive goods and services can pick and choose who they want to work with, John Hilton, president and executive director of the nonprofit queer news outlet Lookout, worries about the impacts of the ruling. Christian web designer Lori Smith refused to create websites for same-sex weddings because of her religious beliefs, which the court decided was her First Amendment right. Hilton says it's not a liberal or conservative issue. Rather, it is based in what he describes as religious-inspired bigotry versus individuality. Meanwhile, education advocates are still reeling from the Supreme Court's ruling on affirmative action. Originally passed a year after the Civil Rights Act of 1964, public opinion has shifted. Recent polls found Americans of different races were both in favor and not as in favor of the policy as they once were. Rosemary Rivera with Citizen Action of New York says affirmative action was more of a safety blanket for minority students getting into colleges than a tool to gain admission. Though it's a different world since affirmative action first came to be, Rivera says racism hasn't changed, making programs like affirmative action even more necessary.
Until racism is eradicated in our policies, institutional racism is eradicated, then yes, I'd still believe that we are going to need policies that help Black, brown, and low-income people actually thrive.
Congress is considering cutting 22% of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's budget. In a letter to the Committee on Appropriations, HUD Secretary Marsha L. Fudge said the cuts would be the most devastating impacts in the department's history and would make it impossible to stave off mass evictions. Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless says the cuts would harm the most vulnerable populations.
And if that happens, almost a million households that are currently receiving rental assistance could lose that rental assistance at a time when housing costs are increasing. And so it's likely that those households would fall into homelessness.
Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo vetoed a bill aimed at providing health care coverage to pregnant women and children younger than 17 who don't qualify for Medicaid because of their immigration status. About 1,200 women died of maternal causes in 2021 in the U.S., compared with 861 in 2020 and 754 in 2019. Known as the HOPE Act, the bill received bipartisan support. Leo Murrieta with Mark the Road Nevada says the veto puts the state on the wrong side of history.
It's the HOPE Act. It was supposed to bring hope. It inspired hope that their families could be protected.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.